Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As state lawmakers consider turning all of Massachusetts into a sanctuary for immigrants, some elected leaders in Revere are going in the opposite direction. They want to keep Revere from becoming a sanctuary city to protect all federal funding. But, as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, their efforts to preserve the status quo are meeting with some stiff opposition.
Advocates for immigrants protest outside Revere City Hall. In early April, one of the city councilors put forward a motion to say no to a sanctuary state. He's a Democrat, but he voted for Donald Trump, and he says he takes seriously the president's threat to cut funding for cities that don't cooperate on immigration. Protesters formed a circle to introduce themselves, and the councilor joined without a flinch.
I'm George Rotundo. I wrote that motion to ask not to vote for sanctuary state because I don't want people to lose funding at the federal level for health care, education, or public safety. I'm not here to make a political statement harming people. I'm here to protect people. I'm a nurse. I care for people.
Dimple Rana of the Revere Immigrant Solidarity Network interrupts Rotundo. She and her fellow protesters feel Rotundo's concern over funding is baseless. Rana says protesters came out because immigrants should be present in a conversation about immigrants.
Who on the city council is representing the immigrant community? I don't know. This needs to be presented to the community versus, you know, having blanketed statements saying that you're not welcome here, or the feeling of not being welcomed here.
The so-called Safe Communities Act would prevent local and state police from enforcing federal immigration law. A number of communities already have sanctuary provisions on the books, but they tend to be places like Newton, Boston, Cambridge, and Somerville, more blue-collar cities with large immigrant populations, like Lawrence and Chelsea, where almost half the population is foreign-born, and Latinos are in power. Revere's immigrant population has swelled to nearly twice what it was at the start of the century, from about 10 to 19,000. The city has about 14,000 Latinos, but not one sits on the city council. Councillor Rotundo supports building a wall on the Mexico border and hiring more immigration police. But on the question of a sanctuary state, he says funding for Revere is his main concern.
We are a proud community, but we're not the wealthiest community in the world. And I'm not going to risk my people's livelihoods, their health, their education, their public safety, because someone wants to make a statement. You know what, you want to make a statement? Go down to Revere Beach, stand up on the wall, and make a statement.
Supporters of the sanctuary movement say money concerns are just a red herring. They point to a recent ruling by a federal court in San Francisco, saying the president cannot withhold federal funding from sanctuary cities. One of the supporters is State Senator Joseph Boncori. He represents not just Revere and his hometown of Winthrop, but also the sanctuary cities of Cambridge and Boston.
I don't think that we should be bullied or threatened by Trump, capitulate, you know, these false rumors based on his threats. Because Congress, under our Constitution, is the only person vested with authority to spend money and allocate resources.
Other opponents of sanctuary provisions say they give safe harbor to criminals. Councillor Anthony Zambudo says Revere will only become a sanctuary city over his dead body.
Let me tell you something.
Zambudo spoke before the council meeting last week.
I have nothing against someone who might have came here illegally and is doing the right thing. I'll protect them in any way I can. It's the gangbangers and the criminals that I want to stop. You protect them. I don't want to hear the story about you breaking up families. These MS-13 kids are cutting people up.
But defenders of the sanctuary state proposal say it would not give immunity to anyone who's a criminal. Police can go after gangbangers or anyone else suspected of a crime. They just wouldn't be able to enforce the immigration laws that fall on the federal government. Groups including the Major Cities Chiefs, which represents the largest cities in the U.S. and Canada, say immigration enforcement by local police can erode trust in police and ultimately lead to more crime. Senator Jamie Eldridge brought the sanctuary bill to the state legislature. He sees it as an answer to a patchwork of rules on immigration enforcement in each city and town.
We all drive from multiple towns and cities to get to work, to see friends, to do do our errands, and you could have some police officers who are cooperating with ICE agents, leading to, you know, many hardworking family members being deported.
Eldridge also rejects the class argument invoked by some of the counselors in Revere. They portray themselves as lunch pail Democrats, and Eldridge as an out-of-touch liberal from the suburbs.
I would argue that, you know, a significant percentage, perhaps majority, of immigrant families in Massachusetts, especially, quite honestly, those who are Latino, are working class. You know, they're doing service jobs. They're often entrepreneurs. They're revitalizing, you know, cities like Revere and Everett and Chelsea.
So when you talk about the working class, Eldridge says, you're talking in large part about undocumented immigrants. And he wants Massachusetts to be a welcoming place for them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.